thrilled to be here, to, you know, finally see some faces around Detroit. And, you know, just to kind of soak in, you know, the moment. And you know, I've worked really hard to get to this point. And once I, you know, heard Detroit win the lottery, I mean, my mind was on Detroit. I wanted to be in Detroit.
That was Oklahoma State star Cade Cunningham talking about his excitement to play for the city that drafted him. Today, we take a look back at the night that meant so much for the Oklahoma State program that they decided to bring out the cheese fries. We're joined by sports intern Caleb McCurry, who traveled to Stillwater to witness the celebration of the number one draft pick in person. This is That Story. I'm James D. Jackson, and this is the Oklahoman Sports Insider. All right, we're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So, Caleb, this is one of your final assignments here as the Oklahoma sports intern, and it was a big one. Cade Cunningham declared for the NBA draft back in April.
And, you know, I'm always going to be a Cowboy for life, so, you know, I look forward to coming back and being able to support my squad whenever they play.
Since then, OSU set up a watch party for his big night, and you got to experience it firsthand. How did everything turn out?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool because I talked to some OSU athletics people and they were saying that they originally wanted to host the party in the basketball stadium, but they figured, you know, it's a watch party for the number one pick. It's going to last only an hour. And then after the pick is done, you know, there's really no reason to stay. So they figured the coolest place would be, you know, probably the biggest staple in Stillwater, which is Eskimo Joe's. And honestly, I'd say that's probably the most fitting.
No, outside of being there, I think this would be the best place to be by far. Yeah, they do a great job. They throw great events, great party. They've been great partners of OSU Athletics.
If you're going to celebrate OSU Athletics and their accomplishments, you know, it's going to be at Eskimo Joe's. I mean, that's the ultimate Stillwater joint.
I mean, this is one of the most widely known restaurants out there in Stillwater, and it has a lot to do with a certain menu item. I'm sure you can guess it.
Oh, the cheese fries, man! The cheese fries. When I got assigned to do it, to go out there and write this story, like a week in advance, I immediately knew what my lead was going to be, and it was going to be bring out the cheese fries. When I was talking to OSU athletic director Chad Weiberg, you know, he was, you know, enjoying some cheese fries.
So just to see that happen for him, I think, is just a lot of fun to watch.
All right, that's all I got for you. Thank you so much. Sorry to disturb your delicious cheese.
Everyone was into the cheese fries. You know, it's the... I'm pretty sure that's like the ultimate thing to get on the menu, honestly.
So you end up at Eskimo Joe's in Stillwater for the big draft night party. Who all was there with you? Who all came out there to see their former teammate, classmate, or player get drafted number one overall?
Yeah, so basically the team was sitting on the ground floor, and it's a two-story restaurant. So, of course, if you look over the balcony, you look down on the center of the dining room, and, you know, the team's just sitting there. And then, of course, they've got cameras. There were a ton of cameras because they all wanted to film, you know, the reaction when Cade Cunningham's name was called for the number one pick.
The 2021 NBA Draft, the Detroit Pistons select Cade.
I mean, it was shoulder to shoulder, you know, sitting down or standing up. It was just packed in orange, and, you know, and the team was right in the middle of that. It was pretty cool to see. There were a lot of people like standing on their chairs too, including the players. Especially when the countdown was going. So, I mean, it was just a ton of fans, and, you know, right in the middle of that was the team, Cade's teammates.
Yeah, it sounds like a big support system, with even some of his teammates showing up, such as Rondell and Caleb Boone even.
I feel happy for my dog, Cade, man. Cade was an unbelievable teammate, a great leader on the court and off the court. He did a lot of things great. Part, like, for me as a player and on the team-wise, man, I'm happy for my dog.
What were their reactions like? What did you see out there?
You know, when the show started, before they announced the number one pick, there was a lot of moving around from the team, a lot of hyping up the crowd, you know, like I said, standing on chairs. And, you know, when the name was called, you know, there was a huge applause. And Rondell Walker, he's a guard. He's a sophomore guard. He was probably one of the most emotional out of the group. I mean, he had tears in his eyes.
Nah, it's still kind of crazy. Like I said, it's different hearing it and actually seeing it. So after we're done here, I give him a call and give him congratulations.
Rondell was his roommate when Cade was at OSU.
It's one of those feelings, you know, that all his dreams, the late night talks we had, the rooms, away games, being my roommate here, the Titans, you know, we always dream of this moment. So
it was really emotional. I mean, it's obvious that it's a huge support system there, and they were really excited to see his name called. It was really cool to see.
So now the big question is, why was Cade the presumptive number one overall pick coming into the night? Detroit's GM Troy Weaver pretty much said he was excited to draft Cade because of his skill set.
We vetted this process out. He was always one of the top guys we looked at. But versatility brings, the leadership, connectability, which really separated him.
I mean, what is his skill set? How good is Mr. Cunningham?
Yeah, obviously he's been highly touted for the last couple of years. You know, even before coming to OSU, he was a part of that Monteverde High School team, the 2020 class that's considered one of the best high school teams ever. And then of course, when he comes to OSU, you know, he averages over 20 points a game. He's Big 12 Player of the Year, and he's a first team All-American.
Cade was named AP All-American today, first team selection in school history.
And he led the Pokes to the second round of the NCAA tournament.
We're really, really proud of him. Thankful for the time he spent with us. And I'll kind of let him take it from there.
And, you know, honestly, gave OSU a lot of clout. I mean, that's their first number one pick ever. Mm-hmm. You know, he kind of, I mean, not in like their play style, but he reminds me of Trae Young coming to OU. You know, it's the same way. Trae Young had a ton of hype on social media, you know, going to college, and, you know, a lot of NBA draft hype. But I think Cade's was a little more intense because he was a 6'8 guard, you know, coming to OSU.
I guess first thing I said is versatility. He can allow you to play up. He can allow you to play down. You can play him in the backcourt. You can play him in the front court. But he just gives your roster so much flexibility.
So it's no surprise that the university has that kind of support system for him, especially as he walks across the stage to become the number one overall pick in the draft. Mm-hmm.
Well, Caleb, thanks for joining the podcast. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
We'll be right back.
Number one pick is a lot of responsibility. It's a big job. But, you know, knowing that the front office and, you know, coach are so thorough about this process, I know that they, you know, really care about winning and really care about restoring the Pistons and really care about, you know, taking the next step. So more than happy to be here. Excited to see everybody's faces. And, yeah.
If you've enjoyed this podcast or the coverage Caleb McCurry provided over draft night, visit the Oklahoman's website and consider subscribing. Or download the app to get your news on the go. I'm sure you'll find something that you like. I'm James D. Jackson, and this has been the Oklahoman Sports Insider. We'll talk soon.